To the Reader. By John Owen. Dear Christian reader, there are certain principles in regards to the Church that pertain to Reformation, and the furtherance of the power of godliness therein, and that regardless how diversified men may be by particular persuasions, or distinguished one from another by assigned or assumed names and titles affairs, they are principles which remain generally consented unto by all. Some of these, though not here mentioned, are the foundation of this following collection of rules for the walking in the holy fellowship of the gospel. Below are four such principles. First, that particular congregations or assemblies of believers are to gather into one body for a mutual participation of the ordinances of Jesus Christ, and that under officers of their own, which in truth are of divine institution. Ephesians 4:12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Secondly, that every faithful believer is bound by virtue of these holy precepts to endeavor to fitly join himself to such body of believers that has the fruits and marks whereby a true church may be known and discerned. Thirdly, that every man's own deliberate consent and submission to the ordinances of Christ is required in whatever church whereunto he is to be joined if there is to be a true holy union and fellowship therein. Fourthly, that it is convenient that all believers of one place should join themselves in one congregation, unless being too numerous. Then, by common consent they might form additional assemblies, which order for assembling cannot be altered or disturbed without exposing all to needless danger, strife, emulation, or possible breach of love. These principles are evident in the word to any honest reader, being clear in themselves. They are not liable to any colorable exception apart from the scripture, or biblical history from which they were taken the collection of these subsequent rules. The apostolical direction and precept for each assembly is that whereunto we have attained, we should walk according to the same rule, unto whose performance the promise appropriated that if anyone be otherwise minded, God will also reveal that unto him. There have arisen many differences about church order and discipline, and by the disputes made of men have become so involved and intricate, that parties at variance likewise have become so prejudiced and thus often disengaged. So much so, that even though all the things listed here of concernment appear to me clear in the Scriptures, I nonetheless have little hopes of the accomplishment of the promise in Revelation, or acceptance of the truth as yet still being contested about in men differently minded, no, not until the obedience of walking suitably and answerably to the same rules can be agreed on will they be more sincerely accomplished. This persuasion for the Church of Jesus Christ is the more firmly fixed on me every day, because I see believers, for the most part, spending their strength and time more in the opposing of those things wherein others differ from them than they do in the practice of those which themselves and their counterparts seem to acknowledge as of the most necessary concernment, yet often fail in their practicality. As I recall the minds of men, at least of those who having not much light to judge of things under debate, especially considering their way of handling this in this disputing age, I note how they may yet profess much heat and love towards the ways of gospel obedience. Yet they remain in entanglements of controversies over church discipline and other duties, and linger in a failure to wholeheartedly engage them into a serious, humble performance of those duties which are, by the express command of Jesus Christ, incumbent on them in what way of order they walk. I shall only add, that though the ensuing rules or directions may be observed, and the duties prescribed performed with much beauty and many advantages by those who are engaged in some reformed church society, yet they are for the most part, if not all of them, such as should be the constant practice of all Christians in their daily conversation. Thus, I am herein fully resolved that the practice of any one duty herein mentioned by any one soul which was before neglected, shall be an abundant recompense for the publishing of my name with these papers, savoring so little of those ornaments of art or learning, which in things that come to public view, men desire to hold out for others to see and learn.